Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys Tennis Coach Jared Gerber. Coach, thanks for chatting with us again today. It's been a while, and had a kind of a slow week for you this week. You actually got some practice time in. You only had one meet.
Yeah, we only had one meet this week, which was, it was a nice change. The week before, we'd had two meets in a tournament, and next week we have four meets. So it's nice to be able just to work on a couple things in practice and get a little better.
Yeah. Now, y'all had senior night at Grinnell.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the seniors here before we get too
far along. Yeah. So we had five seniors on our team this year. All really great guys. Combined 17 years on the tennis team. So that just shows how much time they've given to our program.
Yeah.
And really great leaders. Of course, Ethan Freese has played number two for us and has had the most varsity experience of those five seniors. And he's really, he played a lot with Caden during the summer, and I think they've really pushed each other to be a lot better. And so that's been really cool to see them both have some good success this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other ones?
Yeah, so then we have Jarrett Sweeney and Ethan Comer and Jace Jason McAllister and Owen Kearse.
It's always hard to remember those names.
And those four guys have, like I said, have given lots to this program. They're all right in that lower varsity, higher JV range. So they've all played a varsity match for us this year. Ethan Comer has been playing our number six single spot, and he's really come a long way since last year. In some of his singles matches, he's played some really, really good matches for us this year. And honestly, I wouldn't have probably pegged him as playing number six singles for us. And I've just been really impressed with what he's been able to do on the court. He's probably 6'6", 6'7".
Oh, wow.
So he's probably one of, if not the tallest tennis players in the state of Iowa.
I guess.
And he does a really good job of using that height and that wingspan to his advantage.
I think you get some good leverage on the serves, I would think.
That's exactly right. So he's really done an awesome job. And the greatest thing about these seniors is there were a few of them that weren't here for spring break practice.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see once those seniors were here for practice, how much better the whole team gelled together.
Okay.
They really are kind of the people who connect the juniors and the freshmen and the sophomores all together.
Yeah,
they're kind of like the glue of our team,
yeah,
right?
Gotcha.
And so that's one thing I really appreciate about these seniors is, and I saw it so evidently from spring break week to the rest of our season, how much of a glue they are to our team to really bring us all together.
Unfortunately for them, they're the last class that won't get to use the new tennis courts.
I know. That'll be, especially after practicing with three courts this year.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's going to feel like the Taj Mahal to you.
It is.
It's like golden toilets and stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
Well, talk about coming up, Pella, Waverly, Shell Rock off the bat, and then you got Pella Christian and, of course, DCG.
Yeah, so next week will be a tough, challenging week for us. Pella's always really good. Waverly, Shell Rock, top five team in the state. And so those teams are always going to be a good challenge for us. And I'm excited because I think we played pretty well against Grinnell, and I think these last few days of practice, we've actually gotten quite a bit better at some things that we made mistakes on at some crucial points at Grinnell. And so I'm hopeful that we can really stay with them. Pella Christian we saw at the Knoxville tournament, and so I know they're a young team, but they're always ready to play, just like we saw at the Knoxville tournament. And DCG, I think, is actually maybe the only undefeated Little Hawkeye Conference team left. So
there you go.
So right now they're in the.
You might as well knock them off.
That's
anybody.
Right.
You might
that's
as well
right.
do it.
And so for a school that didn't have a program 3 or 4 years ago, they've got some good players this year, and so it'll be fun to compete against them.
Doing much tweaking with the lineup anymore? You're pretty much set.
Our singles lineup is pretty set. This week we've tried a couple different things with doubles to see if we've got our best combinations, and so we're still trying to figure that out. We'll probably, as we play these matches next week, I wouldn't be surprised if we do have two or three different doubles lineups. One of the downsides is having the three courts is it's really hard to put matches on to really see how they work together.
Yeah,
because then you end up with 12 kids on one court, right? So that has been one of our challenges this year is trying to figure out which double teams works best without playing long extended matches where they take up a court the whole practice.
Now, are there good singles players that just can't make the switch to doubles?
There are.
Or if you're just a good tennis player, you can pretty much do anything.
No, there are some doubles. There are some singles players. I would probably argue most of it's between the ears.
Mental?
It's mental.
Okay.
But there are some good singles players that, partially because they have to rely on a partner, right? So they can't hit every single shot.
Yeah, okay.
And if they are getting mad at their partner, it puts a lot of pressure on that partner, and that partner kind of tanks. So then the person gets more mad, you know? So it's
if you're like really competitive, maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Or
controlling.
Or just don't know how to, I would argue don't know how to support a teammate well.
Okay.
Cause there can be times when everyone doesn't play well.
Yeah. It just happens.
It just happens. That's part of tennis. Right. And so being able to, encourage your teammate versus try to bring them down is a huge, huge part of having good team chemistry and especially having a good doubles team.
Okay. Well, before I let you go, anything else you want to add about the tennis team right now? How many weeks of the season we got left?
So individual districts, individual state qualifying is 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
So
went pretty fast, didn't it?
It did. It did. It has flown by, but hopefully we got 5 or 6 good weeks left in us. To keep playing. So I'm excited. This team's been a lot of fun, and we're excited as we get into the real teeth and heart of the season to see how we do.
All right. Well, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Jared Gerber, the Newton Boys tennis coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee.